Blog Talk Radio.
Wenda, I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Mass Deliverance, September 2002.
Of Jesus, come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Spirits of drug addiction, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose them and set them free. Come over here, right here. Get on up here. Right there. Loose and set her free right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus. Loose and set her free right now. Spirits of explosion. Spirits of verbal abuse. Spirits of martial art. Spirits of cruelty. Spirits of hatred. Come out in Jesus' name. All these demons are crying out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, spirits of lust, in the name of Jesus.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Tyler, Texas, 14 December 2002.
Come out of him right now in Jesus' name, Satan. Come out, demon. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Come out, demon. Come out, the spirit of hate. Come out right now in the spirit of love. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, move right now, demon. Move. Move right now out of it. He hates you. He don't want you there. He wants you out of it right now. I command you to come out right now in Jesus' name. Come here, brother. Right now, get out here. Here. Turn him over. Amen. Turn him over back here. Hold his arm. Hold his arm. Hold his arm. Y'all hold his leg. Give him a leg a piece. Come out, Satan. Come out right now, my name. You can't have the kingdom, huh? You've been found out, haven't you? Loosen yourself and loosen money.
Praise God.
Is that your brother now?
Praise God.
Amen, brother.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
You feel that spirit come out, brother?
Oh, yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Well, again, I'm going to make emphasis on this again in Mark 16, verse 17, 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Did you hear what it says? Signs follow them that believe. Believers don't go following signs, but signs follow them. And the first sign that he identifies is casting out devils. Pastor Wynn Worley, Mass Deliverance Service.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, come out of the people now and let them go. If you do not understand what's going on here, whatever you do, don't open yourself with a critical spirit, because the things that are coming out are looking for places to go, and a critical heart will open you wide open. If you need help, make your way to the front. If this is new to you, the demons are manifesting because of the authority and the power of Jesus Christ. They are screaming because they have to go, and they don't want to go. They don't want to lose their victims. Thank God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Tell you what, give me a second here to get settled in, and I will be, Tribune of Monitoring. I'll be right back, okay? Let me go check out something. What can we play? Citizens of Blog Talk Radio. This is Pastor Dahl. You're on the Straight Truth Radio broadcast, and I am here live and direct. Now, let me go ahead and thank the Father for everything that's going on. Brother Kabir, Brother Daniel, Sister Chris, they're out in Straightway, Kansas, visiting Pastor Corey and the saints out there. All is well in the land of the living. We seem to be doing fine. At least all that we know that we're doing fine. Glory to the King. The brothers are working on some technical difficulties up there in the tabernacle, trying to get the video up. All is doing well. We have a bunch of brand new people that are listening to us. A bunch of brand new people that are in the ministry following us as we follow Christ. And many of them do not know our ways and know our customs. And it behooves you to try to do your due diligence to pay attention to the way that we function, because we believe that we have it right. Because sometimes when you get corrected, you get reproved, that you might call rebuke. There's a difference between reproof and rebuke. Believe you me, if it's been on any social media forum or something like that, most of you have been reproved because you don't know what rebuke is. And I promise you that. But I'm going to go ahead and address this question for everybody out there. It's not that in this ministry you can't ask questions. You can ask all the questions you want. But remember, what got you into trouble that you're in the first place, to where you assume that your paganism, the way you assume the stuff that you come out of had you right, because you didn't study, you didn't do your due diligence, you automatically assume that what everybody else was doing was fine and good, and it was well. And I'm here to tell you that it's that type of spirit, and it's that type of conditioning spirit that's got you in the place and the state that you're in. So you're going to have to change your mind. You're going to have to shift your paradigm. You're going to start using some autonomy. You're going to start exercising some self-autonomy. That's what you're going to have to do. You can't come over here with the same mindset that you had in the world and in Christianity. We expect for you to do your due diligence. We expect for you, if you got a question, to first be like Bereans. Search the scripture. Study before asking a question. There's no such thing as a quick answer in the faith. There ain't. Because the one thing I've learned about asking questions is that after you answer questions, then there's more questions. And then there's more questions. The reason why there's more questions is because nobody has really done their due diligence to study like they said that they have. So listen to me very closely. The book teaches foolish and unlearned questions. Notice, foolish and unlearned questions. Actually, what we should be doing is avoiding them rather than addressing them, because they gender strife. Because if I answer you in a way that you're not accustomed to being answered, you're going to step outside of the order and the paradigms of things and thinking that it's something personal, when it's something to try to light a fire up under you and make you more of a diligent Israelite. So actually, foolish and unlearned questions we should be avoiding. And I think that that's probably the best way to do it, some of you, until you get it. Just like Brother DeJerry said, man, I used to ask questions and got rebuked and reproved for it all over the place, but he got reproved. I'm telling you, nobody has ever been rebuked from asking a question. And there is a difference between reproof and rebuke. Believe me, there is a difference. Hallelujah. All right, so where we at? With that said, let's go ahead and go to the phone line. Guest calling number is, I think it's 510. Let me get this thing big up there. 310-982-4226. 310-982-4226. You press number 1 to get into the caller queue. Thank you. And when you get into the caller queue, more likely what I'm going to do is end up calling your area code. When I call your area code, you just go ahead and answer, and we'll get the rolling here. Let's go to Arizona. Let me see what this is. I'll have to check that out after I get finished. All right, where we at? Let's go to Arizona, brother. Word. Call number 602-602. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Tribute Tooth Radio broadcast. How can I help, brother? Word.
Blessing, Shepard. Am I coming in clearly?
Yeah, you coming in pretty clear. What you got, brother? Word.
Blessing to you. Blessing to you, Shepard. I was just contemplating. The book say one body, one mind, one spirit. It seemed like it was one war against the brothers, though. Watching the sons of Jacob, seemed like the devil was hating. But that ain't nothing new, though. I want to thank you, though, for that teaching on Patreon today about the concubines.
It was on point. Well, it's real. It's real, and most people don't know what I'm talking about. I did a teaching because people have been blowing up my inbox wanting the understanding of concubines. And what I did is I actually did a 35-minute teaching, and I put it on the Patreon 100. That means those who support the Patreon account at a $100 level, they're the ones who heard it. And most people, you got to understand, we live in a world where the people, they're just simply, they think they want to know the truth about something, but they just simply ain't ready for it. So those are people a little bit more serious-minded. And we just went ahead and went that route with it. And if we decided we're going to release it out and make it known even more, the teaching a little bit, I'll be the one to determine that. Go ahead, Brother Word.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it was very comprehensive. It was a hard-hitting truth. And it almost made me want to say, uh-oh, look at him looking. But that's all I got for you, Pastor.
All right, Brother Word. Bless you.
Blessings.
Shabbat shalom. You know, when we was up there in Canada, Brother Ugly had done a real, 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 real good job with the news. and reporting the news. And I think that's something that y'all need to make sure y'all stay up with. If you want to stay abreast to his YouTube channel to keep up with the news that's going on the straightway. I mean, after all, if he can be away from the ministry for a week and then come back and diligently get caught up to report the news, then you can actually spend some time to go over and get caught up with the festivities. We appreciate it, Brother Ugly. Let's go to Nebraska. Call number 402-402. Brother Robert, this is Pastor Dow. You're on the Tribute Tooth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Robert?
Hey, Pastor Dow. Hallelujah. How are you today?
Hallelujah. Doing well. Doing well. Yourself?
Hey, can you hear me pretty clear? I'm on a flip phone, so I just want to know if I'm coming over clear.
Yeah, you're coming over loud and clear.
Okay, good. Hey, so I got a testimony, an update, and just some advice, a question, if I can do it like boom, boom, boom.
Sure, go ahead.
All right, so after working today in the heat up here, working on the heathens' air conditioners and all that, so I'm coming home today kind of tired, and I usually go one route home, you know, because it's the safest route, but I decided to go a different way. And I'm coming up on an intersection, and wham, there was an accident right in front of me. So I kind of stood there, and a lot of people were getting out and helping this woman, which she wasn't moving. And it came to my mind about that video you did about a month back where you were saying that even if the light is green, don't go. You know which one I'm talking about?
Well, yes, sir.
Yeah, and then I thought about Pastor Corey when he did that teaching down there at Passover, and the testimonies about how you know, the Most High delivers his people. And I was just giving the Most High glory as I got out of my truck, because 30 seconds later, that could have been me in the intersection. So I just wanted to give the saint the testimony on that, and it just came to my attention that he's protecting those who he calls his own. And I give him all the glory for that, because it was a nasty accident, and it could have been me. So I just said a little prayer and went on my way. And, yeah, so I just wanted to testify of that, that the Most High is good, and he's been watching over me and my family. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to the King.
That's right. And I don't take it lightly. And when I saw that happen, and I said, you know what, that's a tragedy, but that's what happens with the heathens, you know. That's not supposed to happen to Yah's people. So I give him all the glory for that, and I moved on from that. I want to give you a quick update. We put our house on the market the last time I talked to you and let you know that we were looking for land and what my plan was, and I got your blessings for what I was doing. We did put our house up on the market, and it's we're actually number three in the listing region as far as views. So we've got a lot of good people looking at the house, and we know Yah is going to raise up a buyer for us so we can get out of the city and come closer to where you guys are at down there at Straightway.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We've just been listening diligently to you, and it's been taking a whole year to get this place ready. And I think I got a pretty good house for the for someone to buy. So we just praise Yah that our time here is limited here in Nebraska, and it's short, and Yah's going to move us on. And that leads me to my question. If there's something that – thank you, sir. If there's something that's undone that I have not done for the Most High, do you think he would stay my hand in this area and not let me leave right away? I'll clarify it after this.
Yeah, because it's kind of rhetorical. So come clarify a little more.
Okay, so I'm gonna come. Okay, so I got a letter this week from a former Christian church member that we belong to, and we have been out of ministry. Yeah, yes, sir. We've been out of the ministry for 13 years. We were pillars in the church, just like most of us have been. Anyways, I got a letter from a sister from the Christian church we used to belong to who was just thinking of us, and that was nice. And she says the church was actually, they've been on our minds, their minds, you know what I mean? So I'm wondering if, because we've sent emails to the pastor, pre-Pastor Dowell. This was before we met you. We sent him some information about Hebrew Israelites. I'm much more now equipped because of your videos and your teachings and the understanding that we have now in the scriptures.
Yeah.
So I'm concerned that the pastor just deleted our emails and never told the congregation about what was going on with us. So I feel like I'm led to at least reach out to this person who reached out to us and let them know who they are and the truth about what the scriptures are. And I'm wondering if the Most High is waiting for me to complete that before he completes everything where we are able to leave our homeland.
No, no. As a matter of fact, if we relate this to the character of the Most High, he told Abraham, get up and get out of thy father's house. And he has always led his people out, not waiting on other people either to get it or to minister to them. It's your voting with your feet and making moves that was put the fear of Yah in people to show people how serious you were. Because it's one thing for people to talk about something, but it's another thing for people to do it.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you follow
sir.
Me?
Okay, that. Yes, sir. That brings clarification because we have zero ties here. We are so ready to go. And for this to happen, the same day I put the house up for sale, I'm like, what is going on here? Is this something that the Most High wants me to deal with before I leave this city? or should I just let this go? Because I listen to you and you tell us first admonition, second admonition, wipe the dust. But we haven't even reached out to this person yet, but we did reach out to the pastor of the church, but he never responded. So that was my question. I just, but again, we're ready to go. We're nothing is stopping us. We're done. So,
but if that pastor of the church, he's not going to respond. I mean, you can talk to those people to see what they're doing and just give them the truth. But I wouldn't let nothing keep me from my course that y'all have already set me. Only if he put that in your heart.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't think he wants his paying customers to be taken from amongst the seats. So I agree with you. He's not going to respond at all. So, but I probably will just shoot a letter or an email her way just to let her know we're leaving the city and this is why. I may even tell her about you just to shake and stir things up and send a sword through that church. You know what I mean? Because that's exactly what you know what's going to happen if we do that. If they can't get past Pastor Dahl, they ain't going nowhere. So I'm going to get my fucking shot before I leave this city. So thank you, Pastor Dahl. We appreciate you, and we'll keep you guys updated on everything.
All right, my brother. And thank you for the update, right, Toby, on Patreon, too. I appreciate it.
Yep. You're welcome, sir. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Brother Ethan up in Tennessee. Call him at 423-423. It's Pastor Dahl. You're on the Strip YouTube radio broadcast. I can help you, Ethan.
Shabbat shalom, Shepard.
How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing great, sir. I'm just entering into his rest right now.
Hallelujah.
I've been working, hallelujah, sir. I've been working this week, and it's much needed. Me and a brother was talking this morning. You know, it's for his children, and it's a blessing for us, right?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Sir, I wanted to call, and I hadn't talked to you in a couple of weeks, and I just wanted to call in and hear your voice. It put some strength in my heart just to talk to you, Shepherd. I've been striving up here, sir, and been staying connected to the ministry and talking to some brothers on Marco Polo. And I just want to give you a call. I wanted to talk to you, actually, sir. Everything's going good. I've been praying a lot here lately for some strength, and the Most High has been really giving it to me. And I wanted to thank you, sir, about, I've been seeing that the Most High has been giving you some strong power here recently, you know, giving you a little bit of rest when you took your trip up to Canada. And I wanted to send my appreciation out to you and the elders and everybody, you know, for all y'all do. It's a true blessing, and I just wanted to say thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Keep praying for me, Ethan.
Yes, sir, I will. And I just wanted to call and talk to you, sir. I've been doing a little bit of fishing here lately. I've been trying to, you know, focus in on some preparation and everything for the future, and you know, getting my skills honed in, being warriors of Israel, right?
Yes, sir.
You do any fishing, Pastor?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
We used to do a lot of fishing, a whole heap load of it. But, you know, I've been so busy fishing for men lately, I ain't had time for fishing.
Yes, sir. I know you are, sir. You got the bigger fish to fry right now, right?
Yes, sir. But I love fishing.
Hallelujah, sir. If it's okay with you, the brother that just called in, I had a question for you, sir. Me and a brother been talking, and, you know, we was talking about speaking to people on the word and foolish, unlearned questions and all this, you know, and the brother that just called in before me, he answered it before I don't even have to ask you now, but... I was, you know, in my heart and everything. You know, you tell them twice, right? Tell them twice, and if they don't hear you, you move on.
That's right.
Yes, sir. And that, you know, Yah works, and he works in mysterious ways, sir, and he gives us everything we need. Like I told you, I've been praying for some strength, and he's given it to me in a whole lot of other levels than I actually expected. But you know, all glory to him, and it's much needed on my side, you know. And I'm just trying to stay strong, Pastor, trying to keep striving and endure, you know.
All right, Ethan, just stay connected, man, okay?
Yes, sir. You have a good night and a good Shabbat, and I look forward to seeing your message in the morning, sir.
All right, bless you, son. Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Michigan. Don't know who this number is, but it's area code 586-586. It's Pastor Dow, you know, Strictly Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. Shabbat shalom, Israel. This is Brother.
It's who?
Brother Jordan.
Jordan?
Brother Gary. Yeah, Brother Gary's son.
Brother who?
Kentucky. Brother Gary's
son,
okay. Kentucky, son.
Gotcha. Go ahead, my brother.
I just wanted to call in and thank Elder Donnie and Brother Greg for the good counsel, even in my time of foolishness, and thank the ministry period just for bringing forth the fruit that the Father speaks about. And I want to ask to move back to Kentucky with him, and I was wondering if I'd be able to come to fellowship tomorrow.
If your father says you can come to fellowship, you can come to fellowship. Does that make sense?
Pretty much. Yeah.
All right, my brother, anything else?
No, that'll be all, Pastor.
All right, my brother.
Brother Terrion said hello.
All right, bless you, Brother Terrion. All right, y'all, looking forward to seeing y'all. Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Virginia, call number 757-757. This is Pastor Dow, you're on the Strictly Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you there in Virginia.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Well, Shabbat shalom.
This is Tommy. I just wanted to call and connect with you. It's the first time I've talked with you.
Oh, okay. How you doing, Tommy?
I am doing fantastic. Having a great time growing and learning from you and the ministry at Straightway. I've been able to call in and talk to Elder Becker. I've connected with Brother James in Baltimore. And I'm just, we've been watching and listening for a little over a month now, and we're just amazed at the truth that we've been missing out on for so many years. So just wanted to connect with you the first time we've called in.
Well, hallelujah. How long have you been listening?
Probably, I don't know, look, maybe almost 2 months that I've been, I found you somehow. I really wish I could remember how I came across your videos on YouTube, but somehow I came across the Sabbath message that you shared on YouTube, and that messed me up. When I saw that, I said, this man has got to be crazy. And then the more I checked, everything you said and lined up with the word, and I called him to talk to Elder Becker and ask him about how long should I wait to leave the church, and he said, do the right thing as quick as you can. And then next Sunday, that was the end of it. So
I don't blame you, man. Then, I got out of there, too. I would have ran just like as if the building was burning down.
Yes, sir. I actually went back, my pastor, after it was a Sunday, and I told him this would be our last service. And actually, I think it was the Sunday before Easter. And
what did he say?
He didn't say much. He was very quiet, and he asked me if I wouldn't mind coming back and speaking with him. And I did speak with him, and the only thing I told him was that I had to follow the commandments. I had to keep Sabbath.
That sounds good. So what did he say?
He said, you keep Sabbath in your heart. And I said, how? That doesn't even make sense. And I thought he might use some scripture. I spent a long time looking at your series on YouTube about Sabbath and looking at all the different locations that people use to say Sabbath is abolished. And I prepared myself, and he never once used a single scripture. And when we got towards the end of the conversation about the time I was giving up, he pulled out Vine's dictionary and pulled out Sabbath, and then I knew everything he was saying came out of that book.
Isn't that something?
And
amazing, isn't it?
It was eye-opening. It was so eye-opening to see that every word that he had been saying for 2 hours, we talked about this. Every word, every reference, was quoting straight out of Vine's dictionary. No scripture.
Amazing.
It is. It is very eye-opening. So, yes.
Stay connected, man. Stay in touch with the ministry, man. Try to do whatever you can to make yourself known even more so.
Do you have any suggestions on how to do that other than just calling in and just...
Yeah, do you got a cell phone?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, download an app called Marco Polo.
Okay, I have that.
Yeah, and then when you're going out, one of the moderators will let you into the group, and then you can start... doing videos and again private videos with brothers to develop a nice relationship, man. They'd be more than happy to talk with you and welcome you in.
That sounds great. I don't know how to use it very well. I just got it.
You got Marco Polo, and then you look for, I think you type, I'm not proficient with this, some of the other brothers are, but you type in Sons of Jacob. That's the group that everybody's in. Sons of Jacob.
Okay.
And either Elder Rufus or Brother Samuel will bring you on into the group.
All right. I'll search for that.
Sons of Jacob.
Good. Okay. I have one question for you.
Sure.
I've seen first time I ever heard of the scriptures, and that translation of the Bible was from you. So I looked it up, and I ordered a copy. But I also saw on there that they publish a book called Come Out From Among Her. Are you familiar with that?
No, sir.
Okay. I was just going to ask you.
That is a scripture verse, though, Come Out From Among Her. I mean, I've been preaching and teaching and living it. For the longest.
Right, absolutely. And I read the book, and it aligned with a lot of your teachings, and I was just wondering if you had any opinions on it, because it goes into much detail on different words that are pagan and that sort of thing, and I didn't know how far to go along with that book or not.
I have never read it, so I can't comment on it.
Okay, all right. Well, I appreciate your time. I'm very glad we got to talk and connect.
All right, my brother. Keep listening. Keep watching. Tune in to Shabbat service tomorrow.
Absolutely. We'll be there.
All right, my brother. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Let's go to Georgia. Brother Mitch, 706. 706 is Pastor Dow. On the Streaming Tube radio broadcast. Hey, and I need for y'all to go ahead and get directly to the point. We got a lot of people in the caller queue, okay? Bless you, Brother Mitch.
Bless you, Pastor Dow. Just calling to say thank you for your service to the Most High Yah and to his people, Israel. That's all I got. Bless you, Pastor Dow.
Bless you, Brother Mitch. Be encouraged, son. Let's go to Brother Jim in Wisconsin. Call number 262. 262 is Pastor Dow. You know, Streaming Tube radio broadcast. I can have it, Brother Jim.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow.
Shabbat Shalom.
We're healing and mending. I've had my voice has been going in and out since we got home. I tell you what, I don't know how you survived with that bug, because it laid me down.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, I want to ask you a question. Because I had a man ask me a question today relative to the Apocrypha. And how do you look at the things in the Apocrypha? Do you look at them as having the same weight as looking at the things of the, you know, first five books of the law? Do you consider it in the same light?
Well, the law is the law, and then the prophets is the prophets, and the Apocrypha writings, I hold is the same weight that they actually belong in the scriptures in itself. Just because somebody removed it out of the scriptures in 1889 does not mean that they're not relevant. As a matter of fact, Yahshua quoted out of the Apocrypha quite a few times. So, I mean, I don't know if that's what you mean, the same weight. Every word of Yah is pure.
Okay, and that's perfect. That's perfect because that's, you know, I didn't equate it as being the law, but I said it definitely confirms what is in the book, and that is true. So that will help somebody out.
Well, let me help you out here. First of all, the law is the basis for the whole entire Bible. The law is. It's kind of like here in America, the Constitution is the basis for law. And any law that is made, it should be in agreement with the Constitution. So anything that the law and the prophets say, anybody comes behind them saying anything different than what that law says, they are a false prophet, false teacher, false pastor, or false brother, or whatever you want to call it. The law, thy righteousness, is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is the truth. Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, or I didn't come to condemn. I came to fulfill.
Okay.
So the law is holy. The commandment is holy, just and good. So everything is everything should be weighed against the actual law, which is set apart, sanctified, holy, and righteous.
Yes, sir. We are of the accord. Absolutely. And I appreciate that because I did not have that clarity of mind when I was speaking to this young man earlier today about this topic. So, no, that helped me out quite a bit. And I just wanted to say I'm just amazed at how the Spirit moved during the Pentecost services that we had. You know, obviously it moved on me, and just an amazing time at the feast.
Hallelujah. Well, bless y'all. Y'all get all recovered up, okay?
Yes, sir. We will do that. Bless you, sir.
Shabbat shalom. Let's go to North Carolina, Brother Aaron. Call number 252-252. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Servitude Radio broadcast. I can help you there, Brother Aaron.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom.
Man, Pastor, I want to tell you something, man. I was listening to that message last weekend. I believe it was a Shabbat message. It wasn't a Pentecost message. It was a Shabbat message. And I've had this brain condition for a while now, and it's been given. I think I've had it since I was born with it. And I had a brain surgery about 5 years ago, and had a lot of problems, man, from it, you know, and it ain't no cure for it, and I had a lot of problems from it, and right on having problems with it, man. I have so much pressure on my head. If you'd have took that pressure off of my head and put it on another man's head that ain't been dealing with that, they would probably knock them to their knees, and they wouldn't have been able to deal with it. And I tell you, Pastor, man, I was listening to a message that day. And you started doing the deliverance prayer over the congregation, and I hit my knees in there in the kitchen, man, and was crying out, man. I'm telling you, man. And I felt that pressure just rip right off the back of my head. Just
glory to the King.
Right,
is it still gone?
I ain't had no problems with it since then.
Man, sounds like that Yahshua has touched you, man. You got your healing.
Man, I'm telling you, ever since then I've been strong, man. Like, just I appreciate it. I tell him thank you every day, you know, and tell him, you know, I've been running across more brethren out here on the street, you know, in the tow truck, you know, and he's been bringing more people to me that's the same mind, you know, it seems like. But Satan, you know, he's also been throwing a lot more problems at me. But it ain't causing me no problems, because I got the power, you know, and know how to handle it. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, man, that is something else, bud. I'm telling you, that is something else. I appreciate you, Pastor. I appreciate the Most High, man. I'm telling you, glory to the King. All glory and honor to the King, to the Most High.
My suggestion is keep watching, keep listening, stay connected, do whatever you can to help us in this work. Y'all can continue to keep on healing you, keep on delivering you, and keep on setting you free.
Hallelujah.
Must have the faith for it, man. Must have the faith, because it's amazing all the people that have been literally healed. And then the sister's broadcast last night was just off the chain about all the miracles, all the healings, all the deliverances that have taken place here within this past month or so. Just because I'm trying to do whatever the Most High lead me do to help increase you all's faith, to let y'all know that y'all have a relationship with the Father. Faith comes by hearing, and
hearing comes by the word.
Comes by the word of Yah. And you cannot hear without a preacher. And he cannot
Hallelujah.
Preach except he be sent, as it is written.
Hallelujah.
How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. And so what's happening is y'all people have met a preacher that is ordained by Yah, and because you have met this preacher, Yah, if you listen and you obey what I'm saying that lines up and weighs with the word of Yah, Yah will bless you. He will deliver you, heal you, restore your family, put you in your rightful place. I don't know what it is nowadays. People don't want to listen to nobody, but hey, so be it of the truth. By their fruits, you shall know them. So keep watching and listening, brother.
You got to know it. You got to know it. You got to know if you're keeping your end of the contract, he's going to keep his, and you got to know it. You got to know he's going to hear you. Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Wisconsin, calling number 920. 920 is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight With Truth radio broadcast. I can help you down in Wisconsin.
Hey, Pastor Dow. Shalom, shalom. Very nice
shalom,
to
shalom.
I'm a first-time caller. Yes, I'm the first-time caller. You hear me okay?
Yes, sir. What's your name?
Brother Lewis. You can call me Brother Lewis. Anthony Lewis.
Brother Lewis?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, what you got, Brother
Lewis?
Lewis?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, throughout the years, I've been watching you on YouTube, and you have definitely been a blessing to my ears. And also been watching you, going to your website and stuff over the years and stuff. And, I mean, I've been a sinner, and I'm really trying to change my life around. And I just don't want to sin no more. And I have repented for my wicked ways. You know, I gave up the cigarette smoking. I don't smoke cigarettes no more. And I'm just trying to move forward. And I know I need to be baptized and born again. you know, and I did forgive. I did, you know, forgive everybody I could think of. And I've just been struggling, you know. I'm going through a divorce, you know, and, you know, my wife, she abandoned me, and, you know, just some of the same old stuff that's going on with some of the other saints, you know, in the area, you know, and I've been struggling with medical issues, and it's just been a hard time.
Let me ask you a question. How long have you been married before your wife abandoned you?
Roughly 6 years, Pastor.
I always tell people over and over again, if any woman that calls herself a wife ever leaves a man, she ain't never loved you in the first place. I don't give a damn what
people say.
That's just all there is to it. That's just a fact. That is just, I don't give a damn how I'm deceived. I don't care under what unction or what spirit, because charity suffers long. And it is kind. It boneth not itself. And where there's charity, love, there's where the Most High is going to be at. So, I mean, we deal with a lot of this stuff, these crazy women abandon men who want to follow and serve the Most High God. But I'm telling you straight up, they ain't never loved you in the first place. Or either you ain't doing your job as a man. So which one is it?
Right. Well, you know, it takes two to tangle and stuff, but I think what more caused the issue was the holidays. You know, I didn't want to partake in those holidays anymore, and she wanted to.
And she didn't love you then. She just flat out didn't love you. You're the head of the house. What do you say goes, period.
Yeah. And see, that's what happened, you know. She didn't want me to be the head, you know, because I guess I fell on hard times. I couldn't work no more because I was having medical issues, you know what I mean? And I guess she felt, since she was working and she was making more money than me, that spirit comes into her, and then she just wants to, you know, run the show. And it was just, she wasn't in a proper place, and it just wreaked havoc.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
I don't know.
How much did she weigh?
How much did she weigh?
Yeah.
How much did she weigh? Well, she must have weighed about 180 pounds, something like that.
180 pounds. Well, at least one thing, you got 180 pounds lighter.
Yep.
I mean, I don't toy around with stuff like this. I know what the Most High says. I know what His Word says. Believe you me, I do. And I ain't got time to be torn around these Jezebelic, rebellious women. A wise woman will build a house, but a foolish woman will pluck it down with her hands. And that's one thing about me. Women ain't leaving Pastor Dow. They're trying to connect to Pastor Dow. And I'm turning them down. I'm staying away from them. If you understand what I mean.
I hear you.
But these crazy women of the day, man, to turn around and leave a solid man, I'm going to put it like this. You leave your husband, you leave in Christ, especially if he's serving Most High Yah. Because the book says, the book clearly teaches a woman that she should, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. That's what the King James says.
Yep.
As unto the Lord. So you mean tell me that's how she submits? By leaving. Well, hey, people leave Christ all the time, don't they?
Yeah.
And they'll leave you too. See, the problem with this generation is that people toy around with these old sorry feelings and emotions nowadays. I ain't got no time to be sitting up there toying around people. I got to give the word. And man ain't going to live by bread alone. He's going to live by the word. And that word is going to help people to stand. And that word is what's going to keep people in the fear of Yah. And what we've lost in this generation is the fear of Yah.
I concur. I know I haven't been perfect as a person. You know, I mean, you know.
What's that got to do with it?
Well,
we all know
nothing about the marriage part. I hear what you're saying, Pastor Dow.
What I'm trying to do, my brother, is strengthen you and get you to get out of that sorry stupor of acting like, you know, well, I know it is, that defeated mentality. You're going to have to pull yourself up by the bootstraps, brother. You're going to have to accept your place in the beloved and then walk in it and walk in it in the confidence that the blood of Yahshua is able and sufficient to deliver you and to give you power and strength.
That's right.
Stop this feeling sorry for yourself stuff.
I concur.
Hallelujah.
I concur.
That's how you do
I
it.
I concur, Pastor Dow. And moving forward, like I was saying, I really need to get baptized and delivered.
Where are you at in Wisconsin?
Yes.
Where are you at in Wisconsin?
Oh, yes. I'm actually near Green Bay.
Okay, I tell you what. When Kabir gets back up there in Green Bay, you stay connected to the ministry and you stay connected to his channel, and we'll put you in contact with him, and Kabir will baptize you.
Right on. That's exactly what I want. I want to be baptized. I want to move. I don't want to sin no more. I want to run from sin, Pastor Dow.
Good. That's what to make a man out of. Is when you stand against sin, hell, and the devil. That is what will make a real true man out of you. Not being sorry and weak like a lot of these men today and run around with a defeatist attitude and mindset and mentality, man. You got to have a godly antipathy against sin. You got to hate the garment. Spotted by the flesh. You know what I'm saying? You have to detest it and hate it. You have to despise it and despise the shame of the wicked world, too. And look forward. Press on to the mark of the prize of the high calling of y'all in Christ. You hear what I'm saying, brother?
Yes, sir.
And when you approach this with that type of attitude and that mindset, brother, you can do all things that through Christ that strengthen you.
That's right.
Make a warrior out of you.
Yeah, that's what I want to be. That's what I want to be. Moving forward, no doubt, Pastor Dow.
Now what you do is you say, that is what I am, and that is what I will be. Want to be is still, it's a suggestive term.
Right.
You got to change your speech. Pay attention to your words when it's coming from you, because it's coming out of your heart. Am I making sense, brother?
Yes, you are, Pastor Dow. Yes, you are.
By your words, you're justified, and by your words, you are condemned.
Yep.
You got it?
You speaking the truth, Pastor. I know it's the truth, no doubt.
Hallelujah. All right, brother. We'll put you in touch with Kabir, man. You stay connected. All right, brother Aaron? Brother Lewis.
Yes,
Brother Lewis?
Yeah.
All right, my brother.
I got you.
Shabbat shalom.
No problem. Thank you, Pastor. Shabbat shalom.
You're welcome.
Pastor Dow.
Let's go to Zach, Pennsylvania, 717. 717. Brother Zach, this is Pastor Dow. How can I help you?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom, Brother Zach.
Yes, sir. A few things I wanted to share a couple testimonies. One was very positive. I was praying to the Most High Yah that I'd be able to help somebody on the side of the road, you know, who was having vehicle troubles and so forth. And shortly after that prayer, I was driving in my car, and then there was a younger gentleman who was off the side of the road with some vehicle trouble, and I was able to give him a ride and witness and tell him about what I believed, and was able to share his share your YouTube channel with him, and it was just an amazing. It was probably one of the quickest prayers I ever had answered, and I just wanted to share that. That was a wonderful blessing, and I pray that that young man is listening to the show right now and hoping he's getting his priorities back on track. So that was a wonderful thing.
Well, glory to the King. Glad you had an opportunity to witness.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it was interesting because I actually asked for the opportunity to witness, and it was presented right there. So I need to pray for that more often. I also wanted to say to your listeners, maybe there's some other new listeners, and you know, you've been telling people to get out of the city for a long time, and I have to echo that and tell people get out of the cities as quick as you can, but there is a right way and a wrong way to do it. And I, if you'll allow me, I'll just take a brief moment here to talk about, you know, me in regards to the mortgage companies. You know, I've been battling with that. It does not matter, people, if you find like a small mom and pop, you know, mortgage operation like I found. Like I found someone who, you know, I thought I could trust was an acquaintance of mine and, you know, thought that I'd be safe with them. It doesn't matter because that mortgage gets sold, you know, just, I mean, immediately. And then there's no telling what they, you know, what they can do for it. So if you're trying to get out of the cities, you need to, people, but you got to do it the right way. You got to, you know, find a place to rent, save up, and buy something. Under no circumstances at all do you ever get a mortgage. I don't care if you're only thinking, well, I can, you know, if it's a small piece of property and you think you can pay that off in 3 months. It is not worth it. Under no circumstances enter in a contract with these demons, because they will screw you any chance they possibly can. And so I just wanted to mention that and hopefully save someone else, you know, some trouble. You know, if I know what I know now, never, ever, ever would I ever entered into that. Now, and I entered into that, you know, unknowingly, and that was before I even met you. That was many years ago. But anyway, like I said, I hope I can save someone, anyone out there who was thinking it, hope I can save them a lot of trouble.
Well, hallelujah, my brother. Bless you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Pastor. I you know, appreciate what you do and appreciate all the fellowship and the brethren, the contacts I've made through Straightway. Keep doing your thing. And also, Pastor, I was wondering, I brought this issue up to a lot of people throughout the debates and conversation and stuff, and you would be surprised how few, maybe not, it's amazing how few people actually know about what happened in Rwanda back in the 1990s.
Right.
So perhaps, yes, sir, like in public school, you know, they of course teach you about the Khazarian, you know, the Khazarian prison camps, when they never talk and that genocide, but they never talk about, you know, Rwanda. And so I just thought maybe on, you know, on your YouTube channel or something at some point you could do a video about that, because I'd like to see your opinion and take on that, Pastor.
If I get led to go that route, I definitely will, my brother.
All right, fair enough, Pastor. Well, thank you so much. I'll free up the line. Shabbat shalom, and bless you and all the Straightway.
Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Brother Chris, California. Call number 951-951. This is Pastor Dowell, you know, Serving Truth Radio Broadcast. I can help you. Brother Chris going once. Brother Chris going twice. Brother Chris going three times. All right. Don't know. But anyway, hallelujah. Well, brothers and sisters, that's it. We'll call it for tonight. Be the Father's will, and I believe it is His will. We'll see y'all. We will definitely see y'all. Be the Father's will, and I believe it is His will. Tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. I bless you all in the sweet, precious, and strong, and victorious, and mighty, overcoming name of our soon-coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Shabbat shalom. The King is coming.